CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
Check it out.
Hello, Bree and Jaunty's Sicky Hotline.
Right, let's get down to business.
A lot more common in winter, I'd say, sick days.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Because it's more believable, right?
You look at the statistics.
Yeah.
What are you going to go with this morning? What's your tactic? Because I'm going to put you in touch with your hometown this morning.
We're going back to my hometown.
Stanthorpe PCYC.
There's no PCYC. You mean the YMCA?
YMCA. Oh. What's the difference?
Same.
Isn't it where they play sport and stuff? Yeah.
Yeah.
If I got something wrong there, maybe it's called something else in WA. I don't know.
YMCA. You mean the Indoor Sports Centre?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think PCYC covers that too, doesn't it?
Well, usually the PCYC is run by the police.
Oh, right. Okay.
And that's where they have blue light discos.
Oh, that's where I'm getting confused.
It's all letters jumbled
doesn't
up.
Matter.
Same thing.
Doesn't matter. All right. Well, you're calling there this morning. You need to get a day off.
Okay.
You probably know the guy that works there. There's only 50 people in Stanthorpe.
I actually do know the people who run the YMCA. So
Stanthorpe.
I'm hoping I don't get that person.
Stanthorpe in Queensland, just on the border there.
Okay, I've got something in mind.
You need them to say you can have the day off within the one call.
All right.
So there's no turning back.
This is weird.
Yeah, good luck.
The amount of times I've been to this place, okay.
They might recognise you from your voice.
I doubt that.
Oh, it's pretty small.
All right.
Come on.
I'm sorry, Stanthorpe, Steve speaking.
Is it Steve?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Steve, it's Sarah. How are you?
Good, thank you, Sarah.
That's good. Hey, Steve, you know the reffing next week?
No.
I'm meant to be doing some reffing there next week?
No, nothing about that, Sarah. Who's that for, sorry?
Oh, it was for the, I get bounced around, but the indoor netball.
Right, okay. Was it a course you're doing? Next week, you thought? No, there's no netball next week, Sarah, because of the school holidays.
Oh, is that? Oh, I must be talking about the following week. Yes, the following week.
Yeah.
Getting mixed up.
Well, even the following week, that's the 18th. Yeah, the week after, that's the Anzac Day. Yeah, so it'd be the 18th. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about.
Right.
I just wanted to let you guys know I'm actually not going to be able to make that day.
Right.
Because I'm going out for the long weekend and I'm going to be absolutely not right the next day between you and I. I'll be very dusty.
Yeah, because that's the day after Easter Monday, isn't it?
Exactly. Yeah. And I'm going to be full of chocolate and just not right, you know?
Well, maybe you need to get out and run around and run it off.
I think you'll have to get a clean up on the court if I'd end up reffing.
All right, okay. So what game, do you know, remember what game you're doing?
I think it was the Open Women's game.
Yeah, but what time? Sorry, Sarah.
I can't remember.
Okay.
Sorry.
No worries, I'll let Kerry know.
Okay, perfect. So all good, I can have the day off?
Yeah, that's fine. We've got notice.
That's awesome. Probably a good thing too, because I've actually got nits at the moment.
Oh, right.
So that's another drama. Another drama in my life.
Okay, mate, no dramas.
Awesome, Steve. Thanks so much. Have a good day. Thanks, mate.
How laid back are they in Stanthorpe?
Oh, the guys in Stanthorpe.
Oh, what, you're going to be eating too many Easter eggs? Yeah, you better have the day off. Come on.
That's where I grew up.
All right.
I knew how laid back they'd be.
Steve in Stanthorpe. Now, that's not your dad, Big Steve. You haven't worded him up.
Steve doesn't work at the YMCA.
Another point to you.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Look, I know if I throw this out there, I sound like a bit of a
jealous human.
No, I was going to say
needy boyfriend.
No. So
possessive?
I'm not. Am I possessive? Come on. Seriously, my possessive. Come on, Producer H, am I not a good boyfriend? Get on the mic. Get stuff. M in the newsroom, am I a good partner? Yeah, see?
Oh, she's shaking her head.
Oh, she's giving me the thumbs up. Anyway.
Look, she's still shaking her head.
I think I'm very lenient. I don't care. Do what you want.
Oh, this story's going to be hard to sell after that.
Anyway, Jamie's all dressed up, right, because she had some audition. She does a bit of acting. So she wants to look her best for her audition. She had sort of the cut-off denim shorts on, a bit of a tank top, looking kind of cool. She had the boots going on. She's looking good.
Sexy.
I had a pair
That's
of thongs.
That's the word.
Sexy, yeah. She's looking great. Makeup's done, hair's nice. I just got me flip-flops, a pair of shorts, and a T-shirt on. I'm that guy. I'm the guy everyone's
You're
looking at going,
that guy.
How did he
casual.
Get her? Just casual.
Just casual.
So after the audition, we're going through a shopping centre. We're in Sydney because the audition was in Sydney. So we're going through Bondi Junction. And I start to notice, like, these guys constantly checking Jamie out. And they're not hiding it. Like, normally if you're a guy, you've got the glasses on and you do it sort of, you know, you don't tilt
the
head.
I love how you think that guys don't get noticed when they're checking girls out.
Really?
We always notice. You're never subtle.
I'm pretty stealth.
No, you're not. I love how guys actually think they're subtle.
Well, these guys weren't even being subtle to the point where they're going, oh, check her out.
Just blatantly looking.
Her, look, and they're all turning around. I'm like, guys, I'm right here. You can
check me out for once, guys. I want to be a piece of meat.
I have respect, at least, if a girl is with her boyfriend. I'm not going to... I don't check any girls out, actually.
Awkward.
Anyway, so I notice it happening, and then I start to get my block on, all right? So I start to, if I see a group of guys approaching, I will walk on the side to block Jamie and their vision, and if they pass me, I'll even drop back a little bit so they can't check her out. I'm being protective. No girl likes guys gawking over them, do they? Oh, come on. You like it, do you?
Producer Rach is giving the face that she likes it.
Oh, you like it? Okay, well, I'm just trying to be a good fiancé and block it.
Maybe they were checking you out.
They definitely were.
You do give off a bit of a gay vibe.
Oh, do I?
You always say that the gays love you.
Yeah, because I'm cute.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, they weren't gay, I'm telling you. They were looking at Jamie. Because
how do you know?
Because she would walk ahead to do some shopping, right, and I would fall a little bit back, and they weren't looking at me, I'm telling you now. So I got to a point where
stop wearing those loafers I told you.
I let the first couple fly, right? I let it go, and I sort of took it as a compliment. I was like, oh, yeah, that's good. I've got a partner that people want to check out. But then on the inside, you do get a bit annoyed.
Bit jealous.
And we cross paths with these two guys who are doing it, and Jamie's gone into the makeup shop or whatever. And I'm not going into the makeup shop. I stand outside. And I said, you right, guys? And they've looked at me. I said, you right?
Did you say that?
Yeah, I said, take a look.
Oh, you've even gone that
far. I've gone down the take a look road. I said, take a look.
Oh, that's not a good look. That's not a good look.
How am I in the wrong here? I'm trying to protect her.
Yeah, and what they say.
Got really awkward. Got really, like, they didn't really have anything to say back to me.
At what point did they ask for your number?
Man. Yeah, so we ditched Jamie. We went off and had a coffee. It was great.
I bet it was divine.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Hey, if your name's Joe McGrath, you've missed out on a free holiday.
Joe.
Devastated.
Mm.
If your name is Joe McGrath, this story, oh my God, is so good.
13, 12, 16, if we have a Joe McGrath listening or you know one.
We can tell you what you missed out on, Joe.
Love to chat to you.
You're going to be devastated. So there's a guy named Joe McGrath who lives in Manchester over in England, and he received a message on Facebook out of the blue that said this. Hi, Joe. Would you consider coming on a holiday with a group of 9 strangers if they had already arranged the flights, accommodation, and everything else? What would you say?
No.
It's a scam.
It sounds like a terrible idea. 9 people I don't know.
Yes.
And I'm meant to meet up with them where and go where?
At the airport.
At the airport. For the first time I'm going to meet these people.
Yeah, it goes on to say, our friend Nathan's 30th birthday is on this weekend, and we decided to throw him a surprise holiday. Unfortunately, our friend Joe McGrath can't attend and has pulled out at the last minute.
Mm.
As you have the same name as him, everything is in your name and you can take his spot.
Perfect.
Oh.
I've seen someone do something similar to this. Remember the guy that had his partner couldn't go? They broke up and then he put a call out there for girls with the same name to go.
That's right.
And this girl went on a full round-the-world trip with this guy.
That's right.
Yeah, so it happens.
Good deal.
Oh, I mean, if you do your background research, which I would have looked into it and thought, oh, okay, well, this is legit. Where'd they go?
They went to a place called Malroca.
Malroca.
Anyway, he decided to take the chance.
Yeah.
Met up with these guys who, they were similar age to him. He said it was the best holiday he's ever had.
Nine new mates.
Oh, that is such a good deal.
So is it all guys? Is the whole...
No, it was guys and girls.
Guys and girls.
Guys and girls.
Joe can cover both names. Could have been a girl that went on the trip as well.
J-O-E.
Oh, yeah, he really wrecks it.
Yeah, it kind of ruins it for everyone. I remember I nearly didn't get to go on a holiday because we went through a travel agent. I think this is when we went to Hawaii. Our whole family went to Hawaii and we were at the airport and the travel agent had spelt my last name wrong.
What, and you couldn't get on the flight?
So she missed out on the A in my last name.
Right.
And the lady goes, this isn't you. Your last name isn't right. And then we had this, like, panic stations where we were like, oh, the travel agent has put the wrong last name in.
Yeah,
and they nearly didn't let me get on the flight.
So
and my whole family was going to go without me.
I hate to break it to you, but I think it was a plan from the family.
No, shut up.
I reckon when they booked your flight, they went, we'll just spell her last name wrong and we'll cut her loose at the airport.
My mum is good friends with our travel agent. Nice work, mum.
See you, Bree. Tom Assel. See you, Bree.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
I need to ask you guys a question. Am I looking really old? Oh, well, don't think about it.
What do you classify as really old?
Older than my age.
No, you look about that, about 30.
Well, I'm not 30, thank you. I'm 28.
It's getting there.
Well,
I've gone over that hill.
Yesterday, in Terrigal, I got age shamed.
How?
I was down in Terrigal going for a walk, as I do for my back.
Oh, that sounds old in itself.
I've hurt myself.
I do for my back.
Exactly. I know how it sounds,
as
okay?
I do for my back.
And I had my walker out. And as I was getting my walker out of the car, no.
I got age shamed.
Anyway.
Couldn't believe it.
I was going for a walk on the boardwalk down in Terrigal Beach.
On the boardwalk.
And these two
down on the boardwalk.
These two kids were throwing a ball back and forth. And as they were throwing a ball, one of the guys has slipped and it's gone way over this other kid's head and nearly hit me in the face. And I've kind of dodged out of the way. This kid runs up to me because I went and picked the ball up for him. And he goes, oh, thank you, ma'am. And I was like, okay, that's fine.
Man's not
You're welcome.
Bad. Respectful, that is.
And then I could hear them talking and the other kid goes, oh, good one, mate. You nearly really hurt that old woman.
How old are they?
Oh, they would have been 8 or 9.
Everyone's old to an 8 or 9 year old.
And then the other kid goes, yeah, you could have broken her bones.
Oh, it's fair call.
Like I've got bad calcium in my bones, like I've got arthritis or something.
Were you doing your Hunchback of Notre Dame walk that you do? You know where your shoulders...
No, I wasn't.
You know when your shoulders are slumped over and you're really just dragging your feet? Were you doing that walk?
What, do you say I walk like that all the time?
Because of your back.
Yeah, when I hurt my back, I'm not walking like that lately.
So you weren't doing the Hunchback of Notre Dame?
No, okay. I wasn't, okay?
I'm just trying to see it from through their eyes.
That's a bit rough.
What?
The kid goes, oh, you nearly hurt that old woman. Not to mention call me a woman and then call me old.
How dare he?
In the same sentence. I cried after that.
It's pretty hard to take, isn't it? When you have that realisation.
Even just being called ma'am. Even my mum, she hates being called ma'am.
Really?
Yeah, she says it makes her feel old.
What about when our boss Yammo calls you Dal? Mm. I'm not even a woman and that gets me annoyed.
Does he call you Dal?
Yeah. When we're having pillow fights together, he's like, do you like that, Dal? I said,
Anyway.
Get that image out of your head.
I've got to go to the chiropractor and then I go to the chemist to pick my script up for my bones. Got to get some calcium pills.
So the kids weren't wrong.
It doesn't mean that it was okay.
Don't get mad at the truth.
The truth hurts.
The truth does hurt.
Right?
For real, Dal.
I've got to get down to water aerobics. Get my inner core strength
sorted out. I've done that. I've done water aerobics with the ducks.
It's actually good fun.
And it's, you know, it's not hard on your joints.
Actually, can we get out of work early today? I've got the bold's on at 3.
What's on at 3?
The bold.
What's the bold? Don't give me that look. What's the bold at 3?
The bold and the beautiful.
Oh, sorry, I don't know. The bold and the beautiful's on at 3, guys.
Well, Yammo's calling you Dal, so who knows?
The bold and the beautiful at 3. Dinner's at 4.
Hey, it actually doesn't sound that bad. It actually sounds like a pretty good life.
You should take it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Oh, some really hard-hitting stuff this morning.
What do you got? We're winding down to holidays.
I know.
This is the good stuff that you get here.
Are you someone that sends emojis a lot in texts? What's your favourite emoji to send?
I can tell you by my favourite emojis.
Yeah, because everyone has the favourites that come up all the time.
I mean, the simple ones, just like a thumbs up, easy done.
No!
You know I'm a thumbs up guy, Bree.
Yeah,
the thumbs up has not died.
End emoji. No, it's dead.
It's not dead.
I had someone Snapchat me the other day, a picture of you and them doing a thumbs up, and she goes, he'll never learn.
Where's that?
Oh, it's Snapchat. It's gone. That was ages ago, actually.
Who was it?
But I thought I'd tell you.
She's dead to me.
I don't know who it was.
She's dead to me.
I'm not sure. It was someone who saw you out.
Fine.
Anyway, there's a study that's been done. They've analysed what emojis women and also men are sending the most, and which get the best replies from people.
Oh, getting into the psyche of the emoji senders.
I know. You never thought it would happen.
Who's
but
doing
here
the
it
research?
Is.
Give it to me.
So, emojis that are generating the most and the least replies. Do you want to know for a woman?
Yep.
Emojis that women are replying to the most is the sassy girl. You know the girl that's got the hand up like this?
Is this amongst themselves or to guys that they're texting? That must be amongst themselves. Surely.
I think this is just a general outline.
Do you use that?
The sassy, of course.
The sassy
every girl
hair
uses sassy girl. Yep. Yeah, of course. Also, the blushy smile. I love that. That's I think that's my most used emoji.
And what does that represent?
I think that can represent a lot of things.
Okay.
I think a lot of girls use that. And, of course, the emoji with the heart eyes.
Oh, there you go. That's
every
nice,
girl's
isn't
using
it?
That.
What about this one?
I was just about to say, emojis women aren't replying to.
Yep.
The first one, the eggplant.
Which represents the male appendage.
Yes.
Who's sending
no
that
girl
to girls
is replying to that, apparently.
Why
also,
would
a flexed bicep.
Oh,
apparently,
come
guys
on
are sending that through.
Hey, if you've got guns, you've got to show them.
For the men, the emojis men are replying to, the smirky face, the one that's like this.
Mm.
Yeah, the smirky face.
Never know what you're going to get with that.
Also, I use this emoji a lot. I must be good on the text with the guys.
What do you got?
You know the one that's like says, I'm okay?
Yeah.
That kind of text?
That's
that
up there
emoji?
That's up there with a thumbs up, isn't it?
No.
Okay
way
and thumbs up are in the same ballpark, are they not?
I'm A-okay.
A-okay.
A-okay. And, of course, I use this a lot as well. The face that's got the tongue out and it's got the little, like, the eyes that are a bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're the most used. And the ones that men aren't replying to, this was my favourite.
Here we go.
The ring emoji.
Oh, the engagement ring emoji.
I can just see girls just sending emoji rings and the guys going, delete.
No
delete
single girls using that, are they, to guys?
That's a
quick
what it
way
says.
That is a quick way to scare a guy off if you're sending him an engagement ring.
Well,
in
apparently
a single process.
Guys are not replying to the engagement ring.
I'll tell you what, amongst the blokes, because I'm just looking at what I've sent my mates,
yeah.
I've sent my mates the single beer.
Yep.
The double beer.
Yeah.
Just a whole bunch of drink related
emojis
to my friends.
That's weird because all mine are food related. Donuts, sushi. Oh, and a unicorn.
That's the difference between guys and girls, isn't it?
Big difference.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
CFM.
Let's get onto this because have you seen this beard transplant?
I've seen it.
Geordie Shore. It's a show I catch every now and then just if I want to
really
not think too much and just have a bit of a laugh, you know, they go out, pick up whoever and fight, basically. That's all they do. But anyway, Geordie Shore's Kyle Christie is his name.
I think he's one of the new guys.
Relatively. He's been there a couple of seasons. I've seen him a few times. He splashed out $9,000, Bree, on a beard transplant.
Yeah, this is something that we talked about this a couple of months ago. Ladies who were getting part transplants.
What,
in that lady
hair,
area.
To get hair put back.
Remember? We were talking about that.
Is that because of years of laser? And then now it's coming back into trend that they're...
Exactly.
Right.
And then instead of wearing a merkin, which is a...
Yeah, like a...
A vagina toupee.
Yes. You need to get the transplant.
They just get the transplant.
Well, this guy, $9,000, and I'm a beardless guy. So whenever I hear things like this, I think, could I do it? Could this be for me? Could I get the Craig David?
I don't think you could pull it off.
Stubble for $9,000.
You've gone too long.
Yeah, but that's only because you've never seen me with a beard.
That's what I mean.
If I had one for a while.
I don't think you'd suit it.
I might after a while. How do you know?
I don't know. It'd be weird.
When I put the shaving cream on my face and it looks like I've got a white Santa beard.
Oh, do you actually shave?
Yeah, every 3 days. Oh. It does look weird on me. It looks really weird. But
You've got less hair on your face than me.
Well,
because I'm Italiano. I need to get that lip wax.
I know what it says about you. Anyway.
What does it say about you?
It doesn't matter. There's, you know, a lot of people I chat to say it's a good thing because they don't have to, because they get annoyed when they have to shave every day. It's annoying.
Oh, it's annoying being manly.
Isn't it?
Oh, it's just a hassle.
I'm manly in other areas. I make up for it. 2000.
What area?
My guns, my arms. 2,000 follicles have been taken from his neck and put onto his face. So does that mean he's got neck hair on his face?
How does that work, though? Because, like, your hair on your head isn't the same hair that's on your face. Like, the hair on your face is more like human kind of hair.
It's more
coarse,
that's the word for it, yeah.
It's more like, yeah, I think they need to take it from his other area.
It just says here.
His underarm, his armpit. His armpit.
You wouldn't kiss that guy, would you?
No. Not if they took it from his armpit.
It was a 12-hour transplant. 12 hours it took. $9,000, 2,000 follicles from his neck grafted onto his chin. And I just want to show you a picture, Bree, because this made me gag a bit. Okay, so this is him. Oh, no. Scroll down a little bit from there. We'll put this up on our Facebook page.
He looks stupid.
It really looks
like
ridiculous.
Like, who's got perfect hairline on their face like that? Who's got a perfect beard line like that?
Craig David is the only one I can think of. Craig David's the only one. And it's kind of that. It's ridiculous,
mate,
isn't it?
What are you doing?
And his beard looked fine before it.
I was just about to say that. I've seen a picture of him before and it looked fine.
So, should I look into it for my own purposes? I mean, I don't have much neck hair either. I really would have to go for the other region.
Your downstairs hair.
Well, I don't know. I've got to do something. Hey? If you were dating a guy, right, for a while, say a year, and then you found out at the end of that year that he'd been getting transplants and it was fake hair on his face.
But he had a pubic beard.
Yeah. Pubic beard, yeah. Would you stay with the guy or break up with Mick Pubic Beard?
Hey, if Pubic Beard, as long as he didn't have, you know, crabs, then we're good to go. Imagine.
Well, he has been with you for a year, so you want to hope.
Probably would have him then.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
CFM.
Mariners and the Jets, F3 Derby yesterday at Central Coast Stadium. We gave away a car last night. How exciting was that at halftime?
Narelle picked up the car.
I was pumped.
That was awesome.
I was genuinely excited to see Narelle. Like, the look on her face was amazing.
You should see the photos of her and I that they took when we found out she had won.
She got so excited, she got a double chin, and she said, can you delete that photo? Like, I know I'm excited, but that double chin.
I had like four chins, and I was like, it's not a bad photo of me.
It was a chin off.
Yeah.
It was a chin off
the usual.
One guy'd be excited with the win that yesterday's captain of the Mariners, Nick Montgomery. Morning, Nick.
Morning.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Very well.
You'd be pumped after your goal yesterday, Nick.
Great goal, too.
Yeah, pumped up, pretty tired this morning, so. But yeah, yesterday was a fantastic day for the club and I think for the Central Coast in general.
Hey, good crowd there last night too. I think about 8,000 getting to the last home game. So good to get the. It makes such a big difference, I've got to say, when you're at the ground. I'm sure it does for you guys as well, Nick, when there's a lot of people getting behind the yellow.
Yeah, it does. You know, when we've got some fantastic fans and it's a great stadium, but it's been a tough 2 years and, you know, it's understandable that, you know, we've lost some fans in numbers, but hopefully they can see now that, you know, the club is on its way in the right direction. And, you know, we've got a massive game this Friday coming, you know, before we do finish the season. But, yeah, it's definitely been a tough two seasons, but one that, you know, two that, you know, have been needed in terms of the owner making the club sustainable.
You only need a couple other results this season to go your way and you would have been playing finals. So you're not far off the mark at all.
Oh, listen, I know. I mean, we look we look back a couple of weeks ago, and you know, even the Jets were up in and around the top six, and we needed probably one more win to jump in that top six. But you know, we had a little bit of a dip in form, and you know, we've so many young lads. It's you know, that's normal, and that's something they'll learn as they get older and more experienced. That you know, them times. But I thought they showed yesterday, you know, what a fantastic bunch of young players we've got, and a game of such magnitude, you know, for them to put a performance in like that was amazing. A
lot of passion in your goal yesterday, Nick. After you scored it, you seem to be celebrating hard. Is that just because it was last home game of the season, or, you know, did you have a point to prove? You just seemed to really pump up the crowd, mate. You were into it.
Oh, listen, I mean, yesterday, like I said, it was a massive, you know, it was a massive win for everybody. But for me, there was, for so many different reasons. My girls turned six this weekend, and they came home from school on Friday night, really sick. And then they had the party on Saturday, which we nearly cancelled. They put a brave face on for that. And then one of them was sick in the car on the way home. This was obviously Saturday. And then, you know, I didn't think they'd make it out to leave me on the pitch yesterday, but they put on.
Nick,
a brave face and,
are you signing and, your girls up for the soccer? Are they signing up to play football?
I'm not sure. They both enjoy football, so we'll see.
You got to sign the girls up. I was playing when I was five. You got to get them into it.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'll definitely have a chat with the wife. but yeah, just on what we were saying before, we had a lad in this week to come to training, and it was his, you know, it was his wish to come to the Mariners, and you know, he's terminally ill, and been, well, he's got a few weeks to live. So, you know, there's so many reasons. It was a massive win yesterday.
Great to get that goal for him too.
Yeah.
That's a special one.
All right, well, the season all wraps up come Friday, and we, of course, look forward to next season. And Paul Okon gets a chance to pick his side now, I guess, for next year moving forward for the Mariners. So it's going to be a different look Mariners for next year, Nick.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's not just us. There's plenty of teams in the A-League. I think the Jets have probably 11, 12 players off contract. I think we've got 14, 15, so... You know, after last season, you know, the coaching staff probably wanted to come in and get through to the end of the season, and you know, decide what, you know, what they want, where they want to strengthen. And I think it's you know, it's obvious that you know, we do need a bit more experience moving into next season. But again, the young boys have earned some great experience this season. That's only going to make them better players for next year.
Well, on the up again for next year, and a few more wins next season for the Mariners, no doubt about that. Look forward to catching up at the medal night, mate. No doubt have a couple of cold ones. It'd be great.
Yeah, that's it, guys. It'd be good to see you.
Good on you, Nick. Thanks for joining us this morning, and a great win yesterday over the weekend. And if these girls do want to play in a team, Bree, which team? Carry on, Cougars, Nick.
Sign them up, Nick.
They need
carry
the players.
Carry on, Cougars. We need the players.
I'm sure Sean has probably got stuck into him as well.
Sean Millencam, CEO of the Mariners. He'd be all for it.
Get him stuck into it.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
CFM.